Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, November 3rd, 2024. My newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. And that's exactly what we're going to do. But we're going to look a little further down the line than just what's going to happen this week. We're already ready for this. You and me, we got this covered. No matter what happens, we always have the high ground. You know that. All of you out here, Greg Manorino is an open book. You know exactly what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, period. So I think we're on the same page with that. Now, understanding there's so many dynamics that are in play right now, but one thing is absolutely certain moving forward, and there's no guessing whatsoever. You already probably know what I'm talking about. We're going to see, frankly, the phenomenon that we have now get monumentally worse. I'm talking about the mechanism in place to allow central banks to basically take over the world and steal our freedoms, our liberties, and everything else connected to it. Now, with that said, I want to read a piece to you that I wrote yesterday. Again, everyone here, you are first to know what's going on here. This is in your inbox right now if you subscribe to my free newsletter, link in the description of this video. People, this stuff here is gold. I don't know another way to put it. The best things in life are free, and here's one of them. Now, I'm going to read this. I want to go through it with all of you here, and some of this is going to be review, okay? But with that, it's very important to have certain concepts repeated to you so it allows you to gain a better perspective. And this is exactly what we're seeing now, what we have been witnessing for quite a long time. But more importantly, where this is going to go moving forward, no matter which creature one or creature two that is selected to sit behind the Resolute desk. So anyway, let's move forward. I titled this The Vanishing Point. Now, there is a reason for that. Many of you are familiar with the Great Taking. These concepts of the Great Taking are very easy to understand. We're being eliminated in the literal sense, and they're stealing everything from us. This is nothing new. When the Great Taking came out, none of it surprised me. It shouldn't surprise you either, because these are things we've discussed for a very long time. But here, I think in just these two pages, really will break this down for you. So let's talk about this. Let's cover this all and stick around, because I have a few other things we need to speak about. So anyway, The Vanishing Point by Gregory Manorino. So people, here we go. You ready? Here's a little review for you. But I really, honestly, this time, if you haven't really focused on it, focus on what I'm about to say right here and now. And if you're new here, I think you're in for a little bit of a wake-up call. So here we go. People, take everything that you think you know about economics and finance, and it all comes down to just two fundamental truths. You see where I'm going with this? Number one. Now, as I'm walking through this, I want you to, is what I'm about to say, does it make sense to you logically, or is it hitting you the wrong way? In other words, it doesn't make sense. So here we go. Number one, to have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. I want to stop for a moment here. Does that make sense to you? What sounds better? To have a strong economy, you need a weak currency? Or to have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. Is it starting to hit you a little bit? Number two, to have a strong currency, you need to have a corresponding rate of interest high enough to support the purchasing power of the currency. Does that sound right to you? Okay, I think we're pretty much on the same page. Now, today, the entire world economy is free-falling faster than any other time in history. Meanwhile, you've been told that we're all rich, You've been told that the United States, for example, is the envy of the world with regard to our economy. Now, I want you to understand, when you hear things like this, the first comment, "we're all rich," came out of the mouth of Donald Trump during his tenure. "We're the envy of the world with regard to our economy" here came out of the mouth of Biden creature. Okay. Now, both of these things here are gross distortions of the truth here. Our economy is not the envy of the world, and the entire world economy is cratering at the same time. This is not just a phenomenon here in the United States. I know many of you have been led to believe that via whatever mechanism here, the propaganda ministry, a certain puppet here running for office, no matter what it is. It's a lie. It's a falsehood. It's a distraction. We're all in the same boat around the world. This is central banks fulfilling their goal here. And they're fulfilling their goal by flipping the two fundamental truths that we just spoke about upside down. And the mechanism here, I'm going to describe it to you here, should make it very clear to you as to why we're losing. So let's move forward here. So today, the entire economy is free-falling faster than any other time in history. That's a fact. Meanwhile, I want you to think about what I'm going to say. The world's stock markets are near record highs. We've been witnessing quite a phenomenon. It's some people can't understand it because, again, most people don't even have the slightest inkling of how economics and finance works, and that's how people's minds are manipulated by puppets trying to lie to you, distract you, and deceive you. Okay, here we go. Anyway, here. Meanwhile, world stock markets are at near record highs. Here in the United States alone, the stock market has made 47 new record highs this year alone. Quite a phenomenon. But how is this even possible? How can there be such a great disconnect between the markets and the economy? How many of you remember me doing this from, I don't know, 10 years ago? I said this would gap between the market and the economy would get larger, and now we're off the charts here. It makes sense to you if you understand some basic concepts here. So, a paradox. Today's extreme disconnect between the economy and the stock market is possible because of the fact that the two fundamental truths which support a strong economy, again, a strong currency, you need a strong currency to have a strong economy, and you need a corresponding rate of interest strong enough to support the purchasing power of the currency. Are we on the same page? Okay. So as I outlined already, have been turned upside down. What we have here globally is artificially suppressed rates. We have currency devaluation, currency destruction on a massive scale. Now tell Greg Mannarino again, because he doesn't remember, who is responsible for monetary policy? It's obviously central banks. It's not presidents, kings, queens, dictators, or monarchs. However, politicians can work with the Fed to allow them to inflate. We already understand Trump's perspective. He is a proponent of negative rates. He said so during his last tenure, calling the Fed boneheads, which was a very kind term because he wanted zero or negative rates. Keep that in mind. Anyway, it is the same two economic truths which, when they are turned upside down, they become an economic wrecking ball. Henceforth, why? The world economy is cratering and the people are being destroyed along with it. No one's going to tell you these truths here. No one's going to point their fingers at the Federal Reserve or any other central bank. Again, world leaders have been turned into puppets selling you the plan of central banks, currency devaluation on the back of artificially suppressed rates. All this does is help central banks fulfill their goal to own it all, to be the lenders and buyers of last resort, the one world government we've all been warned about. However, it is also the same two economic truths, when turned upside down, push world stock markets to record highs. So again, does this make sense to you? We need higher rates, much higher. We need a stronger currency. Not the opposite. The opposite of this just destroys the economy, pushes stock markets higher. Is it any secret to you now why Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are both promising you lower rates? They're not that stupid. I don't think Kamala understands finance and economics. Trump, on the other hand, he went to Wharton Business School. Either he learned nothing there, or he's selling you a lie. My belief is he's selling you a lie, just like his last tenure. Again, those of you that believe we had a strong economy under Trump were lied to. Look at the money velocity. His entire tenure during Obama, yeah, pretty much, during Obama's tenure, money velocity was going down. Trump's tenure, money velocity was going down. Biden-stein, money velocity going down up until recently. Now we're seeing it pick up. Why? All those extra bills that were created, you know this already, under Obama-stein, under Trump-stein, under Biden-stein, are now chasing, in this case, a lesser amount of goods here. Again, the deception is unbelievable how people have been lied to. Remember the presidential clown show debate? Not one question, not one, about monetary policy and the Federal Reserve. Why? Can't mention it. They were told what to say and how to play it. Same thing with the VP clown show debate. No questions about monetary policy whatsoever. The Fed, in this case, must be portrayed as being on the side of angels as you are being destroyed. The two economic truths that are economic wrecking balls when turned upside down will remain that way. And it has certainly pushed the stock market higher. And this is going to get much worse moving forward. Let's talk about this. So anyway, let's just cover this again. It is the same two economic truths that when they are turned upside down, become an economic wrecking ball. However, these same two economic truths, when turned upside down, do push stock markets higher. Now, low and artificially suppressed interest rates steal currency purchasing power and therefore are massively inflationary. Duh. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing right now here. Low and artificially suppressed rates is emergency monetary policy. You're not allowed to know that. It's also known as quantitative easing. They've been leaving that word out. Quantitative. Ever since the Fed got in here starting to cut rates. Because again, people must be deceived. People don't even know what that word means for the most part. But if they float that word out, people would connect that with the stock market crash meltdown of 08. Quantitative easing. They can't allow that. The mainstream media doesn't even use that word. They don't use the term. You haven't heard that term come out of the mouth of Trump nor Harris. Again, it's a deception on a biblical scale. Let us move forward. So QE, quantitative easing, is only to be used as a temporary measure. Why? Because when implemented longer term, if we've had this going on since the meltdown of 08, it is massively economically destructive. I wonder why we're here now. But QE is also strongly positive for the stock market. People, here we go. Pay attention to right here because this is the climax. General population has no idea of even the most basic economic and financial system fundamental principles. That's why what was happening now will continue, and people will continue to be led and lead themselves to their own slaughterhouse. The mechanism of artificially suppressed rates and therefore currency devaluation will get more extreme moving forward. In fact, I went on to say there is a very real possibility that right here in the United States, people may be forced to endure a negative rate environment. That's why the market wants Trump. Don't you? And the crypto market wants Trump. Come on, man. Wake up. It doesn't matter who gets selected. We're done anyway. I'm just telling you, from a market standpoint, and you ask anybody who is a market guy, who understands the markets, the prospect of a zero or a negative rate environment has made the stock market drunk on the promise of epic sums of easy money, which we're getting anyway here. But we are reaching a climax, reaching a breaking point. So just hold that thought as well. So anyway, in fact, there is a very real possibility, this would be if Trump is selected, that there would people of the United States would be forced to endure a negative rate environment. What would that mean for the economy? Destruction on a scale you cannot possibly believe. Look how it worked out, negative rates for our European friends, my European friends that are out here. Didn't work out so well, but the people have been so dumbed down, they'll swallow anything. And then they'll be told it's the fault of this, it's the fault of that. Oh, they wouldn't let my policies work. And the brain dead will believe whatever they're told. You understand? They become zombies. It's astonishing. Now, listen to this last point. This leads to the vanishing point. With artificially suppressed rates and currency devaluation, with these, this mechanism here, again, of artificially suppressed rates and currency devaluation, there goes people's hopes, dreams, futures, and a rapid decline in the standard of living. Moreover, the fact that the system, these two fundamental truths that we actually need to support a strong economy have been turned upside down, this has assured or ensured that this is where we're going. And that's called the vanishing point in Greg Mannarino. It could be called the great taking. We are being disenfranchised. We have all been disenfranchised. They're stealing everything by stealth. Why? Because people don't understand what's happening to them or why. So it's so easy for politician puppets to manipulate them to say, well, it's this fault. It's the fault of this. It's the fault of that. And people just believe it because they have no other recourse. You understand? It's very, very simple. Now, with regard to, we have a big problem here, and I'm going to show it to you. This is the MMRI, okay? I want you to see this here. This, theoretically, should be hitting this markets pretty hard right now. Doesn't seem to be doing that. We haven't gone anywhere. We're still hovering around record highs. Why? The market is shrugging everything off that is thrown at it. Why? Because it is fantasizing, I don't know another way to put it here, on an epic scale that there is the possibility that we could go to a zero or negative rate environment, or oceans of easy money is going to be thrown at this market. So for now, it seems that the stock market is shrugging this off. The sell-off in the debt market doesn't seem to be affecting the market to any great degree whatsoever here. But there's going to be a breaking point, people. Look, man, the people are already broken. The people here in the United States and the people of the world, unfortunately, we have reached the point of full-on, I guess, zombification here. We have been controlled. We are a controlled society. We are not free. You may think you are, and you're waving your American flags out here. It's the deception here. What are you free to do? Live in their system? Transact in their system? You're already being destroyed by the mechanism of artificially suppressed rates and currency devaluation. And how's it working out for you so far? You really believe this is going to change on Tuesday? Really, honestly, it's impossible that a single person out here doesn't understand the fact that this is a global phenomenon, that central banks are in here buying it all, issuing debt at their fastest pace we've ever seen, buying it back through another door at their fastest pace they've ever seen, buying gold at the fastest pace we've ever seen, betting against their own system. And you believe after the fifth, some savior deity is going to come down from heaven here and just change everything? You're being led to your slaughter by both of these puppets. And they can't tell you the truth. They won't. So that means that you and I have to again take a stand against the system that is designed to destroy us and slaughter us all here. People, we've been on the right track here for a very, very long time, betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, hoarding commodities, making the right alliances, getting ready mentally, physically, spiritually. This Babylon system, I want you to look up the Babylon system, man, is a destroyer. It's a destroyer. I don't know another way to put it. And we are being led to the slaughter, all of us around this world here. And we're all in the same boat as central banks have their bases in every continent around the world. And they have puppets working for them, selling you their own plan here. Does that bother you a little bit? No matter which camp you've been placed in, whatever camp you've been placed in, realize that you've been controlled. If you're in the red camp, you're controlled. If you've been in the blue camp, you're controlled. We don't need this mechanism. This divide and conquer thing has been utilized and weaponized against free thinkers, against a free society since forever. We're being pushed deliberately into a neo-feudal system. And let me tell you something. Where we're going after this, after the fifth, no matter who is chosen to sit behind the Resolute desk, we lose. Until you wake up to that fact and you think it's the fault of these people, it's the fault of this or that, you've actually been turned into a retard. I don't know another way to put it, man. That's what they want. You can't make this stuff up. But that's really what they've done here. This is truth. Every word here is truth, and it should make sense to you. I don't know what else to say. Anyway, what we're going to do, raise our awareness, have the high ground, understand what's going on. Keep your eyes on this, people. There's going to be a breaking point. You already know my position here. All bets are off. All bets are off after this selection takes place here. With regard to the market and everything else, we are going to be ushered faster into a new world order system, a tokenized system, a devaluation of currency here. You think your life is going to get better? Honestly, you really believe sincerely that it's presidents, kings, queens, dictators, or monarchs who have your best interests or even are working for you these days? No. Who controls the monetary system? It's central banks. Who controls the markets? It's central banks. Who controls the entire financial system? It's central banks. And they're the puppet masters. They're the ones who have puppet one and puppet two selling you their plan. And you're sitting there smiling, aren't you? And you really think your vote's going to change everything, don't you? All right, man. I guess ignorance is bliss, isn't it? Anyway, look, man. We're on target. And I love that. And we're so far ahead of the curve on all this, people. This is a channel again for lions. People who can see through and under the veil. Who are taking action against this thing that is destroying every single one of us here. No matter where you think you may be, wherever they put you. You understand you've been put there, right? You still think that you're in the right spot. Honestly, you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in the fact that we have the power to change all of it. And you can't do it. If you've been put in this camp and you're put in that camp, you can't think of nothing else about your guy or your girl getting in that place. It's going to help you. Sorry. It's just the plain truth, man. And if the truth hurts you, that should tell you something too. All right, man. I think we're going to call it here. We covered a lot of stuff. Look, I want to hear from you on this vanishing point, which really ties right into the Great Taking, which all of those concepts, I mean, all of you asked me when that thing came out, hey, Greg, what do you think of that? That's the stuff you and I have been talking about forever. We've been disenfranchised. They want everything from us. You will accept whatever they give you, whatever you have, either that or, you know, whatever, man. They don't give a damn. We, the people of the world, do you realize the people that run this entire thing are the 1 and 2 percenters. That means that there's 98% of us against the 1 and 2% of them. In a second, we could take back this system, but you can't because you've been controlled. We're a divided society, a controlled society, with really no ability to change a damn thing because we can't come together on a single issue to elicit change. Hatred, division, these are the weapons of Babylon. Love and truth are the polar opposite of that. And that's what we need. Anyway, people, look, man, I think we're kind of on the right track. All right. Anyway, look, I'm going to let y'all go. I want to hear from you here. Made sense what I said to you here? Or none of it made sense to you? You just can't see it. You're unable to understand because you've been so controlled, so dumbed down. That you can't see anything anymore, because that's really what's happened to a vast majority of the people here, unfortunately. But there are those like you and I believe this with every fiber of my being. We are the solution. We are the revolution. It all starts out small. And Anyway, that's my take on it all, people. All right, so I want to hear from you. Greg, you know what? You got it right. Or Greg, you are so off-base because Trump is going to save us all. Or Harris is going to usher in a new millennium. We're all going to be singing Kumbaya together. Think that? Really? All right. Love you all from the heart with all I got. I will see all of you, tomorrow morning for my usual pre-market report, people, and that's all right? Please share the video, get it out there, those thumbs up, and I want to thank you all once again for supporting my work. It looks like people here get it, and I'm really happy about that, all right? See you tomorrow.